Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am so happy to have back on again AM Sokol. He's just released a fantastic new track. It is called Say What You Really Mean Now, and I'm very excited to talk to you all about it. It has been a cool 2 years since the last time we spoke. I cannot imagine what has been going on. So before we get to the song, let's catch up. What's happening in your life? How are you? What's up?
The proverbial like, oh, how have you been, man?
Yeah,
Question.
just everything, everything.
The 2 years since, because I want to say that we had chatted quite a bit around the time that my album came out, my first one,
Correct.
and that was the last correspondence we had, which, the 2 year of that getting released was back on August 25th. So it has officially been more than 2 years, but I gotta say the 2 years have been very interesting. It's been a pretty mixed bag overall, kind of a roller coaster, but right now things are about as good as have they ever been. So
Good. That's great to
that I'm
hear.
really stoked about. But in the 2 years since, we had chatted a little bit when the album came out, because you and I had also talked quite a bit about when my EP came out, which was almost 3 years ago at this point. It was just, I know.
Crazy.
It honestly just coming out of that creative process was just so unbelievably exhausting. I was, doing a lot of pondering about that first album when it came out. And at the end of the day, more than anything, I just feel really appreciative of all the learning that came from that project. And in the 2 years since, there have been quite a few things, both within music and outside of music, that have informed this next slate of stuff that I'm working on, including the new
Awesome.
single. The main things with music were, in 2022, just played a bunch of live shows. I was trying to
Dude.
get one around. I'm based in Seattle still, so I've been trying to play once, like every 2 months or so.
That's solid. You don't need to overdo it. I understand, especially when it comes to local shows. Yeah.
And I also played my first show with a band, which was very exciting.
Needs.
You want to talk about a learning experience? Like, wait until you get into a position where you ask other people to play the stuff that you write, and you're like, oh goodness,
No, it needs to be like this. It needs to be like this.
I told, because I played with two of my buddies who play bass and drums respectively, and I was like, listen, whatever changes you got to make, like, I really just want to create a space where you enjoy playing my stuff. So that was a lot of it. And like, some writing here and there, nothing super super intense up until somewhat recently, because the other big thing in 2022 was being in a relationship that ended the week before Valentine's Day of this year.
Right.
And that happened 3 weeks after I found out I was getting laid off. So
Oh
it was not, this year has not been the best,
my
absolutely.
God.
But very fortunate that a lot of the, not a lot of, very fortunate that the job thing worked out, ended up in a much better position, and feeling really good about where things are at with that. And honestly, a lot of this year has just been writing stuff, just because I've been trying to be better about, having to dip into savings because of the layoff, and having to kind of like go against the currents, if you will. But what that also meant was losing my job, meant losing my health insurance, which meant losing access to therapy and antidepressant re-up. So
America, just the
I
world.
know.
Oh, dude, I
So
know.
I basically just spent the entire spring writing, and it
Good.
was a combination of the songs that, and I think most musicians can relate to this, like writing a song that's like, okay, this isn't not only gonna be like released, this also isn't really a song. This is simply just like, I need to emotionally just dump everything into my notes app here.
And that's
But
kind
at
of just how I kind of feel how this song is. And we don't need to jump to it quite yet, but lyrically speaking, and I would love for you to, you know, expand on it. It's very open. It's very vulnerable, and it, and I think even like instrumentally, it's very minimalistic in the point where like, it's like, hey, listener, like the words are the focus here. Like we don't need any flashy beats or any, and like those come in, but at least for the first half of the song, it's very lyric heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that, and it's funny because, Say What You Really Mean Now, I want to say it was maybe the first or second song I wrote after everything happened with the breakup, because at least the, at least to me, I can't speak for, I mean, the other person is the one that initiated it, and therefore like their opinion on how things were up until that point is their own, and I have my own, but I thought things were good. Like I thought things were good. So when everything happened and the way that it happened, it was just such a shock. And I just needed something to capture my processing in real time, because in the moment I couldn't and didn't. So, yeah. So there has been a list of songs that have been written that deal with that, that moment, and that vulnerability is something that I would say instrumentally, to your point, it was very much intended to be vulnerable in a sense of the song in the moment. But, you know, a lot of what I've been thinking about with my other projects as well is, you know, I didn't start learning music or anything of close to it until I was 23. And for me, I just felt like this, and in hindsight, it was never there. I mean, that's kind of how like your mental health and anxiety works, telling you things aren't really the case. But I just felt like I had to like go all out to prove my musicianship and what it meant, my artistry and what I wanted to do. And what that meant was that a lot of the songs on Wings on the Way Down, my, which was my first album, were not fleshed out the way they should have. The dynamics, I think, were just, it was just way too crowded, because it was just this constant, like, meeting. I got to prove that I know what I'm doing. So
I get that. Well, so, yeah, and not to interrupt, but that's what I will say. Like, I'm not going to go back in time and say, oh, you screwed it up and you did too much. I understand from an artist's perspective. Yeah. It's like for someone that hasn't made a name for themselves, of course you'd want to come out and make a bang. You'd want to make music that people would be like, wow, there's so much going on here. This song, however, feels like a total, almost a 180. There's a huge pivot going on here. And the structure of the song is what I really enjoy. Like I said, the first half of it, super lyric heavy, you know, pretty like basic production, but as the song goes on, it builds and it builds, which is a beautiful thing. Like as it gets more intense lyrically and emotionally, like you've obviously taken those notes of the past and you've changed for the future. Like that's any good musician is evolving, and that's what you're doing here.
Thank you. Well, and not to be too pretentious about it, but
hey, do your thing. Say what you gotta say.
No, the way that the song builds was very emblematic of my actual feelings in, I would say, the 24 hours from when it happened to, actually, and I don't want to, it's not fair to the other person to divulge like an insane amount of details from it, but like there was an initial informing of thought, and then, we gave it a day, and then we had a longer conversation about it.
Yeah.
And the things that were discussed, which I will keep in that discussion, not great to hear. And like in a way that really upset me. And I think the most upsetting thing about it in hindsight was just because it was such a shock. I couldn't prepare to have the conversation that she wanted to have. So, the feeling of that minimal beginning was like right as it happened, and just sort of kind of like everything around you shuts down in a moment like that, and you really are only left with like what's within your own head and what you feel within yourself. And then, you know, in talking to people, or not, sorry, not talking to people, and talking to her in more detail about it, is those feelings are more so captured in the back half, where, like you said, there's this dynamic build and then drums come in and it fills. So I wanted to be intentional about the way in which the dynamics played in this song quite a bit. And it's something that I'm just keeping in mind as I'm continuing to work on new material as well, because I have, this will be one of multiple tracks coming out soon. So
I figured there was more on the way. I mean, that's not a surprise in the slightest. Going to therapy is one thing, but also making music is a whole different type of therapy. Really though, it's like, you know, you live your life and you're not one of those artists that just manufactures ideas and stories for music's sake. Like, you know, you take what's going on and you put it right in your music, and that's your diary, and that's what's happening. And that's the vulnerability of it all, which again is such a beautiful thing. Like, you're doing what you're doing. It sounds like there's been a ton of growth, obviously, musically over the last 2-3 years, and even more so over the last 9 months or so. So, you know, getting more into like the nitty gritty of the production and the creation, like, have you found you've changed in ways of actually starting these songs and making them?
I would say so, for sure. I think the main thing with the first album that I really shifted from then to now is putting a real emphasis on starting with vocal first. In my former material, I was like just so focused on instrumentation and the building of production through sound. And a lot of that just once again comes from, you know, not having learned the piano until I was, you know, in my almost mid-20s. It was a lot of like, yeah, once again, like, see, I can do this. Yeah. But honestly, that was, I think, of one of the bigger detriment of the first album was the vocals, I think, are the thing that really needed the most attention on that album. For me personally, like looking, like hearing back, it was one of those things that I just could hear that I didn't give it enough time. But, and you know, the funny thing too about all of this, about like, well, why didn't you give it enough time? I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I just like felt the urge to release something. And that was part of the learning experience, was to give things time and to let like ideas like flesh out and develop more. So that was, you know, a huge shift, not only just in the production on like a how songs start and then grow, but also just in the way that I'm approaching music in general going forward. Like, you know, start with the things that you do truly care about most. And for some people it's lyrics, some people it's the composition, for some people it's the production, there's like music theory is really important to you. But start with your bread and butter and then go from there. And I would also say, oh, I had another thought about that. Whatever. Not important. That was what I was going to say. I would also say that another big change in my approach to production is in playing live in 2022, with a lot of the songs from not necessarily the EP, but more so the album. They were really hard to play. Like, they were super difficult to play. Because it was difficult to play and sing at the same time. And I realized that I had just made it way too complicated. And I think I felt that even more so when playing with a band for the first time. Oh. I think, you know, I, for example, like I can't play bass guitar, but bass is something that is pretty much in every one. Like, I rarely ever include guitar in a song, but I'll put bass in pretty much anything. Okay. But what that means is that I want the bass to go crazy. And sometimes not only should it can't, but it also shouldn't, depending on the moment. So just, you know, I think all of it kind of wrapping up into just being much better about looking at the whole picture of everything and starting, like I said, with the thing that I really care about most, because even though I've only been playing piano for less than a decade, I have been like spending 2+ making sure that I can actually hit notes effectively, and that
totally
that got lost a little bit in the shuffle of the first one. So the second one, it was definitely more important than I had given it the first time.
Listen, the fact that you're self-aware of all of this is like such a huge growing point. You can't be an artist. It's true. You can't be an artist and put out your first record or EP or whatever it is and be like, I did it. It's not getting any better than that. Like, there needs to be change. There needs to be refinement. You're always learning as an actual musician. Like, that's truly what it's all about here. And so going forward, I guess, you know, we don't need to talk too much about future music. But like thematically and instrumentally, are these new songs going to be in the same vein-ish as this one?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no. So In the next batch of songs, as I mentioned, there are the songs that are actually really good songs. And then there are the songs that simply existed as a means to express my emotions in a way that I couldn't in a therapy session that I, you know, couldn't afford without insurance. So a lot of what I am doing right now is parsing through what are the actual good songs, like real, and that definition of course can be very subjective, but like for me, I personally don't find it interesting, and not just because it's within myself, but with breakup material in general, like it's really easy to go from like rightfully angry to like annoyingly bitter. Like, I don't want to just simply be bitter for the sake of being bitter. So what I am currently doing right now is parsing things out, and I actually am planning, fingers crossed, if this actually happens, to release my next album in two parts, because right now there are 16 songs in total. That
that's a lot of music.
It's a lot of music. And honestly, the vast majority of it, I would say, because there have been a couple of song instrumentals that I have that were taken from other places, and you know, I actually, it's funny. So before this track that is now out today, as everyone is hearing this, before this was written, I on my birthday back in June released a acapella track that is myself, and then I'm doing my own harmonies on it. That harmony, or I should say that acapella track, was written from a, because there was a period during the pandemic that I thought I was going to write a musical, and then I was like, my God, this is hard. This is so difficult.
It is. Yeah.
So I
totally agree.
So I took that, and then there were a couple of other, like I actually was going to pursue making a double album before the breakup happened of completely different material. That was not nearly as, I would say it was as like self-reflective, but not necessarily as like of a downer as this material can be. But yeah, the majority of this stuff, it was written in the last like, yeah, this year. And there are two halves to the material, which naturally makes for an easy split between eight and eight songs.
Sure.
First half, which is the track that I released back in June, and then this one, and there will be another six to go along with it, is definitely the more like actual processing of all the negative emotions aspect. And the thing that I really discovered about at least myself in this like situation with the breakup happening is the grieving for me was so non-linear in how it happened. Like
it never is,
but I mean, but that's always what I feel like. That is just something, and I think that the public discourse has become more aware of it, but when it comes to any sort of like mental or emotional healing, it's a lot more of like this kind of thing as opposed to like a straight line that way. But
absolutely,
you know, in thinking of grieving, I don't even know like the five stages of grief, but like the first half is really becoming an exploration of like non-linear grief, because there were days where I was really angry, days I was really sad, days I was really just either like grateful for the time that we did have, or apathetic, like I didn't care at all. And it really just depended on the day, honestly. And all the tracks are in like working in cohesiveness with that. But the second half is a lot more hopeful. And I wanted to have that perspective. And those were songs that I was even writing during that period. Like, I remember very vividly, there's a musician here in Seattle, and I'll give him a very quick plug. His name is Mountain Holler. And he is, if you look at a photo of him, it's like if like one of the guys from like Game of Thrones, like picked up like a looper and an acoustic guitar and made some of the most like beautiful folk music you've ever heard. Like, it's amazing stuff. But like, there was a song that he played at a show that I went to of his like 2 weeks or so after the breakup happened, where he had talked about a friend of his that unfortunately died by suicide. And it was one of those things that, and the song was just this gorgeous tribute to his friend, and it was so well done. And I just remember sitting there thinking like, okay, there is perspective in all this. It's like, for as bad as this all feels now, like, I know that what I am feeling at my worst is never going to compare to something like that. So that allowed me to write one song that was very hopeful in that sense, and then that inspired me to just write more, because, you know, I've gotten to a real apathetic point when it comes to the breakup. Like, there are spurts here and there of like any of those really negative emotions coming through, but at this point, just by going back to therapy, getting like access to my medications again, and just like generally being in a lot better state, that even if I was while the relationship was going on and beforehand, I now I'm in a space where like I can channel the emotion of those very sad and angry songs while also at the same time just basking in the better feeling moments that I feel like I'm now living. So
I love that. That's amazing.
So the actual logistical plan is, this track is now officially out. My plan is to, in the next, I would say maybe couple months, get the rest of the stems recorded for part one, and then maybe do like a staggered release at the very early part of 2024. But at the same time too, like we had talked about, you know, the timeline is mine, and whenever I'm ready, I'll release it. But it just turns out that the momentum is just really going with things, which is good. I'm feeling really good about that.
I mean, yeah, it's tough because you have to balance your normal life and your music life. You don't want to do it to the point of burnout, but you also want to keep that momentum rolling. It's kind of nice being an independent artist at times, because you make the decisions and it hinges on you. And I think that's a great thing. I will say though, like, considering there's like 3 or 4 months left of the year, sounds like there's a lot on the way. Obviously, I'll keep everyone posted and, you know, follow along on social media and stuff like that. I got a couple more for you. Do you have any shows coming up? Do you have anything in that realm happening?
Not at the moment. I am in the process of working back to that for sure. After the breakup happened, I just didn't have any motivation to not only want to play shows, but like I pretty much don't play any of my, aside from like a couple of rare instances here and there, I really don't play a lot of like the stuff from my album or my EP anymore. Okay. It's just one of those things where, you know,
it's okay.
And it's simply just, you know, for the time that I needed those songs to serve me and my journey and my purpose, they did. And now it's time to shelf them. And what that pretty much meant though, was part of that like spring and summer was like, oh, I need new stuff to play. So now I'm in a space where I definitely want to start doing shows more again. I'm trying to get one figured out before the end of the year. And part of it too is I got to tell you, playing with a band, like I, if people ask me to play solo, I will more than happily come play solo, like, especially for any like intimate settings. Like, I would love that opportunity, but
the band logistics is tough.
Yeah, and well, and that's exactly it too, is playing with a band was so much fun, but it was literally, I want to say, so the last show that I played with a band, or I should say the only one I did, was mid-December of last year, and I want to say it was like literally right around this time last year that it was like put to paper. So it was more than 3 months, and like, my goodness, once again, like, just learning everything. But
totally,
you know, that said, I know that long term I'm gonna want to prefer playing with a band, and if I can figure out whatever logistical systems are necessary to make it as efficient of a process as I can, then that's gonna be the end game. So hopefully something before the end of the year, but if not, then I'm not gonna necessarily, like, you know, get all bent out of shape.
No, that's okay. You've got other priorities. You're clearly creating. It's not like you don't have anything else going on. my last thing for you here is basically, is there anything else that I might have missed about this song, or that you think is really important for people to know before they listen to it?
I would say, in terms of things for people to know before they listen to it, and we kind of touched on it already. Yeah. But I have never been more proud of my material than I am right now. I just, like, and you know, it's funny because you had mentioned the mentality that some people have when they put out their first project, and it's like, it can't get any better than this. And I've always approached music as something for, and you know, hopefully people do this with other things too that they're passionate about.
Sure.
But there's always room to get better, and there's always
always
room to get better, and also always room to try new things and, you know, do what it is that you need to do. And you know, for me, as somebody who, you know, I work a 9-to-5. I don't rely on music as any sort of like financial, like, reliability or stability. So for me, it allows me to feel really good about not only how good it sounds, but what it says. And I think that the material that I have coming, I've always tried my best to keep it authentic, but I think this song and the stuff I have coming up does the best job of communicating that. So I'm just really excited for people to hear it, and hopefully they feel the same way.
I feel the same. I'm very excited for people to hear it. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but I also want to plug this song for you once more. If you guys missed it the first time around, the song is called Say What You Really Mean Now. Of course, we will have the links in our articles that people can listen and share and follow along, and obviously stay tuned for more. There's so much more music, so pay attention. And I want to thank you, man, for just like being open and honest, and like, these are the types of interviews that I love. So I want to thank you.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. All right. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
Same. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.